in Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. We're going to look at seven reasons the gospel is good news. Seven reasons the gospel is good news. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. Luke 2, 10 through 14. If you got your Bibles, you can turn there. Luke chapter 2, 10 through 14. Seven reasons the gospel is good news. Now let's pray while you're turning. God, we just thank you again for today. Lord, I thank you for these songs that were sung. Lord, how it talked about fear. And God, how you released that fear and released that anxiety, Lord. And Father, how we know where our healing comes from. It comes from you, Lord. And Father, as we lift our eyes up, Lord, unto you. Father, as Jameson prayed, Lord, I hope that that's what we do. Father, we turn our hearts and our eyes and our ears and our minds to you today, Lord. Father, I pray that you would just lay aside every weight that is heavy upon us, Lord. Lay aside every burden that we might be carrying and the things of this week that we got to face and things and family situations or whatever's going on with works and jobs and things of that nature. God, that we'll just lay all that aside for a moment, Lord. And Father, that we will focus on you. Father, open up our hearts. Open up our minds, Lord. Open up our ears, Father. Let us be able to hear your word and apply your word to our heart and to our life, Lord. And Father, may we be changed individuals as what we come in here as, Lord. May we be refreshed, renewed, revived, the Lord, when we leave here today, may we be able to say, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Father, just defeat the devil, bind him up, the Lord, oppositions and all, Father, and just let the freedom and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God take over the service and have freedom to move. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Seven reasons the gospel is good news. And Luke chapter 2, verse 10 through 14 says this. It says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I thought about this message as I was preparing all last week and the week before that for Christmas messages and how God laid it and leaned it here and led me here to these verses and stuff. And God laid this message on my heart through these verses about seven reasons the gospel is good news. What a privilege it was and had been for the angels to be able to announce the birth of Savior. Can you just imagine what privilege and honor that was? If you and I had that privilege and honor today to be the one that God chose to send forward and announce the birth of our Lord and Savior, what an honor that is. Just like for mom and dad or grandpa and grandma, when your children have their baby and you got that first grandbaby there, mother, you want to announce it to the world. You want to let everybody know about that grandchild and that baby, amen? All right, we're going to get something straight right now. Y'all are dead? Yeah, like a bunch of dead Baptists? Yeah, like, you know, that the birth of Christ was nothing. We just celebrated. It's just another thing that we give gifts out and all that kind of stuff. Well, no, it's not. We celebrated happy birthday, Jesus. And it's Jesus' birthday, amen. Are y'all excited about that? Amen. Well, then I'd like it for crying out loud. Amen. We in God's house. It's time to be excited about the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine? How many of y'all got kids in here? How many of y'all got grandchildren in here? How many of you like to announce the birth of the baby when it was born? I feel sorry for you, children. I feel sorry for you. None of your parents were excited about you being born. They just fiddly does this morning. How many of you want to announce the birth of your babies and your grandchildren and all that? That's a little bit better. Now you made them feel loved. Amen. We're talking about the birth of Jesus. Can you imagine if he chose you and me to announce the birth of the Savior of the world? Would that not be exciting? Amen. You whip me now. Praise the Lord. It takes them a little bit, Jamer, to get warmed up. You try for three songs. I'm telling you. Oh, listen. This unnamed angel, it doesn't say who it was, but it was followed by a heavenly chorus of angels praising and glorifying God. This was the first Christmas morning. The shepherds listened. They haven't heard. And the birth of Jesus or nothing about the Word of God had been even mentioned for over 400 years until this day. And Christ was the greatest privilege to proclaim the gospel. And the angels, they'd never sinned, but you and I have. So can you imagine the privilege that would have been afforded to us? And knowing what God has done for you and me. If you're taking notes, seven reasons the gospel is good news. Number one, the gospel is good news because it does away with fear. It banishes away fear. There is no fear in the Lord. He tells us in Timothy that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. He didn't give us the spirit of fear. That spirit of fear comes from Satan. And when that fear comes upon you and me, it robs you and I of our joy. And God wants us to have joy, a joy unbelievable, a joy unspeakable. So the gospel is good news because it banishes fear. In verse 10, he said what? He said, and the angel said unto them what? Fear not. Fear not. We were just told in verse 9, it said, and lo, and the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were what? They were afraid. So we just was told that they were afraid. But here in verse 9, the gospel brings good news. It banishes away that fear. And verse 10 says, fear not. Fear not. How natural it would have been for them to be afraid and fearful. As I said, there haven't been a word from the Lord in over 400 years. Not a word until Jesus' birth was announced. But let me just tell you something. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God did not want you to have a spirit of fear. He didn't give you a spirit of fear. He came to banish fear away. Just as the angel said, fear not. That's what the message is to you today. Fear not. God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that's what he wants us to have. Oh, listen, the antidote to fear is the gospel. Is the gospel that Jesus says? Is the gospel that you fear not? You don't have to be afraid. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Several of the songs alluded to that he's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's the Messiah. He's the healer. He's the comforter. Fear not. You don't have to worry about what you're going through. Call upon the Lord. He is near and he will come. So fear not. No, the gospel is good news because it does away with fear. You don't have to worry about things. You don't have to worry about anything. As one of the songs says, stand up and be bold for the Lord. Take a stand for him. You don't have to worry about it. God is on your side. Fear not. You can face anything with the Lord. I can do all things through what? Through Christ, which strengtheth me. He said we can do all things through him that strengthens us. You don't have to worry about fear this morning. Number two, the gospel is good news because it brings great joy. Look back at verse 10. He said, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of what? Great joy, which shall be to all the people. He talked about, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Well, listen to me. Where fear reigns, there's no real joy. Where fear reigns, you can't have joy in your life because you're fearful. You're scared. You're worried about things that's going on. And Satan tends to do that to you and me. And that robs us of our joy. He tells us in John 10:10, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. He's good at destroying those things. He's good at bringing misery into your life. He's good at bringing fear upon you. And when he does you of those things, it robs you and me of our joy. We become an ineffective Christian because we're not happy about what the Lord has done, because Satan just wants to stamper you. He wants to knock you down, beat you down, step on you while he's got you there and keep you in a fearful way. But it's time to rise up and put Satan in his place and let him know that I'm not fearful, I'm not worried, I'm not scared about nothing, because greater is he that's in me than he that's of this world. And I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to be excited about what Jesus has done for me. I'm going to be excited about that. Christ brings joy into the lives of who come to him and trust him. John 15:11 says this, these things have I spoken unto you, that my what? That my joy might be in you for a little bit. My joy might come and go from you. My joy I think about giving to you. My joy what? Might remain in you, and that your joy might be half empty. That your joy will be empty. That your joy will be what? Full. Christ wants you to experience the full joy of your salvation, and you can do that in Jesus. You can do that in Jesus. Oh, listen, you don't have to worry about nothing. The gospel is good news because it brings great joy. Not only that, but number three, the gospel is good news because it is for all people. Look back at verse 10 again. He said in the middle part of that, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which should be to what? Part of the people? A select few of the people? One or two of the people?" I'm glad y'all awake this morning. It's to all people. It's for all people. He brings it to all people. I bring you good tidings of great joy. That shall be to all the people. The gospel is adapted to the needs of all mankind, not just a part of select few. He said, but he would that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. The gospel is for all. It's presented for all. The fear to be banished away is for all through the gospel. The joy that we want to have, it's for all through the gospel. He extends that to us all. And it is not for one or two people, but it's for all the people. All the people. What an exciting time it is. The gospel is good news. It's for all people. The gospel is adapted to every mankind. He is rightly described by the prophet Haggai as the desire of all nations in Haggai 2:7. He says this. He said, "And I will shake all nations." And what? "The desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." All need him. Why? Because all need Christ. He said, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory with the Lord of hosts." Can you just picture yourself, and us picture ourselves today, that Jesus is filling up this house with glory, as he said in Isaiah, when Isaiah looked and saw in the temple, and he saw God's rain in there, and it said it filled the house up, and he seen seraphims and cherubims flying around, and the smoke was billowing out, and the glory of the Shekinah God was in the presence of Almighty God. Can you just imagine the house being filled with glory? And it can, because you and I can bring it in, because greater is he that's in us than he is in the world. You and I that are child of God, Christ lives within us. When we walk into the house of God, we bring Christ in with us, and the glory of God, the Shekinah glory, are to be busting out and flowing over so people can feel and radiating out of you and me, because we're in the house of God and the glory of God. We should be excited and lifting up one another, encouraging one another, be thankful for one another, be thankful for what God done, and the presence and the power of God, and the glory that he fills us with, the glory of God. Oh, the gospel is good news because it's to all people, and I can't wait. It's about time that the Lord shake up all the nations. Amen. It's about time he shakes us up. It's about time that people come and have a desire, as Haggai 2:7 says, have that desire of all nations that will come, and the desire of all nations shall come. Oh, Lord Jesus, come and give the nation a desire to serve you, a desire to worship you, a desire to be filled with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, a desire to see your house filled with the glory of God. Lord, shake the nations. Desire the nations to come to that point. My friend, I'm here to tell you, God's going to do it. God's going to do it, and I think it's closer now than it's ever been. That is going to come. That desire is going to come. We as Christians should have a desire in our heart that, my friends, there's nothing more that can get in our way of being in God's house when the doors are open. Desirous to spend time with him in prayer. Desirous to spend time in him in the Word of God. Desirous to see his house filled with the glory of God. We should anticipate that when we come into the house. Be excited about bringing Jesus in here with us. The desire, a desire should follow. Not only that, but number four, the gospel is good news because it emphasizes the importance of an individual. Look at verse 11. He says, "For unto who?" Unto you. It's desires for an individual. The gospel is good news because its emphasis is on you. It's on the individual. It's on me. The gospel is for all the people, yet it is unto you. The gospel always emphasizes the value of each individual. Jesus preached one of his greatest sermons to a man named Nicodemus in John 3, in verses 1 through 7. It says this. It said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The gospel is not only for all the people, my friends, but it is for you and me as individuals. The gospel is individually for you and me. I couldn't get saved through Tanya. I couldn't get saved through Danny. I can't get saved through Harry. I can't get saved through Jameson. I can't get saved through Gail. I can't get saved through Dave. I can't get saved through Eve. But I can get saved through Jesus. Amen. I can get saved for him. And my friend is for all. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and will open up his heart, I will come in and abide with him and him with me. It's personal. Jesus come to Danny personally and knocked on his heart's door. He came to Tanya personally and knocked on her door. He came to you and me personally and knocks on our heart's door. He said, though, if I be lifted up, if the Son of God be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. It's your job and my job as Christian men and women to exalt the Savior, lift up Jesus on high. If we lift him up, he will draw all people unto him. He will draw people unto him. The gospel is for all, but it's for the individual. Individual as you and me, as we see, he took Nicodemus personally one-on-one, shared with Nicodemus the plan of salvation and what he must do to be saved. Oh, the gospel is for all, but it's for you and me as individuals. My friend, he's knocking at our heart's door today. Number five, the gospel is good news because it saves. Look at verse 11 again. It says, for unto you born this day in the city of David is what? A Savior, which is what? Christ the Lord. Savior, Christ the Lord. He is the Savior from sin, folks. Hebrews 7:25, it says, wherefore he is able also to what? Save them to the uttermost that come unto who? God by him, seeing he ever liveth to what? To make intercession for them. He ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is Savior. He is our Savior from ourselves. In Romans 8:2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath what? Made who? Me free from the law of sin and death. My friend, he is the Savior of you. He is the Savior from self. It says, for he hath made who? Me free from the law of sin and death. Not only that, but he's the Savior from Satan, my friend. Saves you from the grasp and the clenches of Satan. In Acts 26:18, he says this, to open up their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. And from the what? Power of who? Satan unto what? God, that he may receive what? Forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith. That is in who? Me. It is for you as an individual. Christ wants to save you from yourself. Christ wants to save you from the grips of Satan that he knows has a bound on you. My friend, it doesn't matter what you're going through today. It doesn't matter the strongholds that Satan has on your life. Turn it over to the Lord. He wants to set you free today. And whom the Lord sets free is free indeed. Turn it over to him. Not only that, but number six, the gospel is good news because it glorifies God. It's good news because it glorifies God. Look at verse 14. He said, glory to who? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. The gospel is good news because it glorifies God. The gospel is the central theme of heaven, folks. Central theme of heaven should be the central theme of your life and my life. Everything we do should be revolved around focusing on Jesus, centering on Him and our relationship on Him. Nothing glorifies God as much as it does for you and I to share the amazing gospel that Jesus saves. When the gospel is proclaimed, God's remedy for sin goes out, and God hears that done for eternal life. Nothing glorifies Him anymore than present the gospel. Nothing glorifies Him anymore to know that your heart and my heart are in tune with the Lord. Every time that we pray to Him, every time we spend time in prayer, every time we open up God's word, every time we invite somebody to church, every time we pray over individuals, every time we speak the gospel's name, every time we preach it, every time we teach it, my friends, it brings glory and honor to the Lord. It glorifies His name every time the gospel is presented. My friend, it glorifies God's name. Not only that, but number seven, the gospel is good news because it gives real and lasting peace. Look back at verse 14 again. It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Oh, listen, Jesus is our peace, folks. He and He alone can make peace. Oh, this world tries to offer you peace in every kind of way, form, and fashion, my friend, but you cannot experience real peace until you experience Jesus. Oh, if you want peace in your life today, my friend, give your heart and life over to Jesus. Let Him be the one that speaks peace to you. The angel spoke of peace on earth. How will this be brought about? It's not going to be brought about by some treaty, some agreement. It's only going to be brought about by the Prince of Peace Himself, is Jesus. That's the only one that can bring peace into your life. Peace in my life is brought about by the Prince of Peace Himself. Oh, listen to me. Jesus wants you to experience that this today. There's seven reasons, as I said, that the gospel is good news. Folks, it's good news because it takes away fear. As I said, it takes away fear. Jesus, the scripture says in Timothy that God did not come to give you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Oh, it's good news, my friend. Give it to Him.